First, the Labor Department is out with new jobs numbers later this morning. Economists are guessing the economy added about 160,000 more positions in May. That's a number that may be pushed lower by the 36,000 Verizon workers who are on strike. There's a tentative deal for those union workers now. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports on how today's jobs report might play into the Federal Reserve's decision to probably raise interest rates in the next few weeks.
Today's labor report is one of the last major economic data points the Fed's going to get before its June meeting. Bill Northey is chief investment officer at U.S. Bank Private Client Group.
It will be a critical element in terms of the algebra that they take into play, determining whether they will make their next move in June.
But there's no magic number of new jobs that'll convince the Fed whether or not to raise interest rates. Gary Burtless is an economist at the Brookings Institution. He says the Federal Reserve is watching more broadly for any
signs that slack in the labor market is disappearing.
Rising wages, for example.
Declines in the unemployment rate, declines in the share of workers who are on part-time hours involuntarily.
And the Fed, as always, is going to keep part of its attention focused squarely on the inflation rate. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.